Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Greg Ehrenberg from Odd Chopper here. Break down the Monday night football game between the Rams and the 49ers. Should be a good one. Another tight spread. Only 2 points. And that's been a lot of our primetime games as of late. You know, pretty close to coin flip games that are close to 50-50 on the money line and the spread there. But I've got a lean here that I'm going to bring you in a little bit. So while you come in, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, let me know below, what are your favorite bets for the game? Whether it's a prop bet, money line, if there's one team you really think is going to win, let me know below. Also, if you want access to any more bets, we've got our premium betting Discord channel. You could sign up for free, clicking on the link below, at least 1 week for free. And you can see what we have going on there. Myself and pretty much everybody else that's on the YouTube channel giving out bets, not just for football, but baseball, basketball soon, and all the sports that are out there. I had MMA bets posted this weekend as well. So if you want access to that, you get 1 free week of access, once again, just by clicking on the link below. Now a quick recap of this weekend's bets. And overall, I was pretty happy with it. Swept all my baseball bets for the weekend. As for football, I had 7 bets that I had placed on the YouTube channel across the Sunday night football game and the Sunday main slate. Went 4-3 on those bets. For last night's game, I was on the right side of the winner. I was on the Chiefs, and they won the game pretty comfortably. It was a game that I really didn't agree with the line there, with the Chiefs being underdogs. As for the other props I had Mike Evans under 70.5 receiving yards. That one ended up not being a great bet. Definitely have some regrets there. And then Patrick Mahomes, I had the over for passing yards, which was only 260.5. And that was a little bit tilting from a standpoint of Mahomes was great, and the Chiefs just kind of rolled and just barely passed the ball at all in the fourth quarter. It looked like it was going to be close to a lock heading into that fourth quarter, but unfortunately, that one did not end up winning. And then as for the bets that I had on the main slate, had the under receptions for Randall Cobb. That was a winner. Tony Pollard under rushing yards. That was a winner. I think he finished with 8 rushing yards. So that one won pretty easily. And then I had Derrick Henry over 70.5 rushing yards. That one. And then the one loss I had for a prop bet on the main slate was Baker Mayfield over 202.5 passing yards. He finished with 197. It was definitely close, but at the end of the day, we're betting on Baker Mayfield here. And I knew that if the one lost, it was going to look stupid, because Baker Mayfield to not have over 202 passing yards was probably going to play pretty shitty, and that was what happened. But either way, 4-3 on football bets for the weekend. Can't complain about that at all. I've now been profitable in 3 of the first 4 weeks of the year. But let's break down Monday Night Football and talk about the best bets for tonight's game. For the first bet of tonight's game, I'm taking the Rams slight underdogs here +2. And it's as simple as this. I think the Rams are a better team than the 49ers, and I've been pretty thoroughly unimpressed with San Francisco. I thought this was a team that was one of the more higher variance teams we had in the NFL coming into the season. And that was because we just didn't know what Trey Lance was going to be. And now he's hurt, so that kind of gets taken out of the picture entirely. But it was a thing where it's like, maybe Trey Lance is going to be bad and the 49ers will be bad. But an unknown with a lot of athletic upside that we hadn't seen at quarterback, it could introduce a new element to their offense. But now they've got Jimmy Garoppolo back at quarterback, and we know what he is at this point. He's an average to below average NFL quarterback. He's serviceable at times, but it's just been underwhelming results overall for the year. And that's kind of what we know we're getting out of Jimmy Garoppolo. And then I know the 49ers defense, it does look good on paper, and they haven't allowed a lot of points this year, but let's consider the matchups. They played against the Chicago Bears in terrible weather in week 1, a game that they lost, by the way. The 49ers are 1-2, and they've played the Bears, the Broncos, who have looked terrible this year, and then the Seahawks, who they have Geno Smith, the quarterback. I get that Geno's looked decent so far this year, but still, it's a pretty easy strength of schedule for the 49ers to only be 1-2 against. They lose to the Bears, then they play against the Seahawks, and fair play, their defense played well in that game. They're able to keep Geno Smith and the Seahawks offense to only 7 points. And then Last week, they play against the Denver Broncos. And how terrible has Russell Wilson looked during his time with Denver to this point? It's hard for me to be overly impressed with what we've seen out of the 49ers defense. This is going to be the first true test for them against the Rams. And the Rams are a team with, while Matt Stafford has been inconsistent at times at quarterback, I still think he's a much better quarterback overall than what Jimmy Garoppolo is. And he has so many weapons to throw to. We've got Allen Robinson in the mix now. We've got Cooper Kupp, who's still one of the, if not the best wide receivers in football. There's a lot more elements at play there for the Rams game. And then especially running back, they have Darrell Henderson and Cam Akers. They could run the hot hand there behind the line. And they do have a plus offensive line, one of the better offensive lines in the NFL. So all things considered, I just think the Rams are the slightly better team in this game, and they are underdogs. So in a game that should be fairly close, give me the team that's getting the points, and that's the Rams plus two. While tonight's game is close and it's hard to really be confident in which team is going to win, here's the good news. If you have not signed up at DraftKings Sportsbook yet, they're going to give you 40-1 odds when you bet the money line on tonight's game. All you have to do when you sign up for the first time is click on the link in the description box below, because they're going to turn any $5 winning money line bet on tonight's game into $200. So let's say you have a lean that the Rams or 49ers are going to win, but it's hard to be all that confident in a game that's a pick 'em. 40-1 is for sure good value on tonight's game. So bet $5 on the money line. Doesn't matter which side, whichever one you prefer. And if that team wins, DK Sportsbook is paying out $200. Just make sure when you sign up for the first time, click on the link below. For my first prop out of the game, I've got a little bit of a lean here on over 20.5 rushing yards for Darrell Henderson. It's a really low number. Now, let's get the concern out of the way, which is that Cam Akers, at least last week, was the preferred running back for the Rams in weeks 1 and 2. Henderson was the preferred running back, but 20.5 is also a really low prop number. We right now have Henderson projected for 29.2 rushing yards over at Odd Shopper, so the over projected to win 65% of the time in our projections. But now, taking a look at Henderson, there is some reason to be optimistic about him coming into this week, and it is that in weeks 1 and 2, like I said, he was the primary running back, 47 rushing yards in week 1, 47 rushing yards in week 2. Even with him only getting 4 carries in week 3, he finished with 17 rushing yards, and given the fact that he averages over 4 yards per carry, if he gets 5 carries in this game, we would expect him to be north of 20 rushing yards. Now, here's the other deal that we should think about here. In Cam Akers' final carry of last week's game, he had a fumble on the 1 yard line. That could be something that makes him fall out of favor a little bit in the eyes of the Rams coaching staff, and maybe also make them feel that Akers is a little bit too unreliable to carry the bulk of the workload. So I do think that means that we could see Henderson get back to his weeks 1 and weeks 2 role, where he had 13 and 10 rushing attempts respectively. And if he gets to 10 or 13, you know, over 20.5 rushing yards would be close to a lock. It would be pretty implausible for him to average less than 2 yards per carry. But then, like I said before, even if his workload is not quite the same as those weeks, we only need 5 carries for him to be projected to be north of 20.5 rushing yards. So that's going to be my first prop bet of the game, over 20.5 rushing yards for Darrell Henderson. For my next bet, I'm looking to buy low on George Kittle. His over-under for receiving yards is 42.5. Give me the over on that mark. And one thing that I think should benefit him is Jimmy Garoppolo being quarterback. These two have a little bit of a rapport together, and we've seen George Kittle be one of the top fantasy tight ends over the last few years, even with Garoppolo at quarterback. Now, last week, we saw George Kittle make his season debut. He was banged up early in the season. Did finish with only 28 receiving yards, but was targeted 5 times, had 4 receptions. And look at the numbers for George Kittle last year, which I really do think is a good sample size of what we could expect from Kittle as the starting tight end with Garoppolo as the starting quarterback. And in 14 games last year, 910 receiving yards for George Kittle, 94 targets. He was a top guy in the passing game for Jimmy Garoppolo to look at. That's good for an average of over 60 receiving yards per game. And that's why I really do think that we're seeing George Kittle get undervalued in this spot just because of one game last week where he didn't have the best numbers. You know, last year, if we were in the middle of the year and George Kittle had an over-under of 42.5 receiving yards, we would have been all over the over in that kind of spot, because Kittle, far more frequently than not, had north of that mark. He had games also where he was well over 100 yards. In fact, he had more games last year where he had 50-plus receiving yards than games where he had under the 42.5 mark. So he was well above this mark more often than not. Kittle, I still think of as one of the elite tight ends in football. The only thing that's kind of questionable about him at this point in his career is how healthy is he going to be? How often is he going to be on the field? But here's the good news. We've seen him miss a couple of games so far this year to open up the season. He came back and looked okay last week. I think he's full go at 100% for this game. And then it also helps this is a Monday night football game, so we got an extra day of rest coming into this game. So buying low on George Kittle, final prop out of the slate, over 42.5 receiving yards for him. So recapping my favorite bets for the Monday night football game between the Rams and the 49ers, I'm betting the Rams plus two. And then I've also got Darrell Henderson over 20.5 rushing yards, and then George Kittle over 42.5 receiving yards. Let me know below in the comment section what you guys like or don't like about tonight's game. Who are you picking to win? Rams or the 49ers? Let me know below. Also, before you leave, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Enjoy the game tonight and good luck.